It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The nonprofit newsroom Wisconsin Watch reviews over 100 of our state's private schools that receive public funding through tuition vouchers, finding 4 out of 10 with policies or statements that appear to target or single out LGBTQ plus students. And this, as Republican lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers strike a deal on legislation that includes increasing per pupil payments to private voucher schools. You can be part of this conversation. Call in with questions, share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Phoebe Petrovic is an investigative reporter at Wisconsin Watch. Phoebe, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So you examined this case where two students at Fox Valley Lutheran High School in Appleton, they were nearly expelled because of their possible relationship. Can you describe what happened and take us inside the story?
Yeah. So the way I found out about this actually was from receiving an open records request from DPI, where I received complaints about alleged discrimination at voucher schools. And one of them was super fascinating to me. It was a student writing in on behalf of their peers and it said, you know, that there were two fantastic athletes at Fox Valley Lutheran who had been found to be in a gay relationship. They were both women or both young women. And were facing disciplinary action. And so I was able to eventually find the two women at the center of this, and they were seniors at Fox Valley Lutheran. By all accounts, they were very popular, engaged, successful, engaged students, who one of them was on the cheerleading team, another was like on the homecoming court, both great athletes. Somehow the school found out that they were in a relationship or suspected they were in a relationship. The two young women don't know exactly how the administration caught wind of it because they were very careful. But they were called into separate meetings with the dean where they were, you know, told the school policy that they could face expulsion. And ultimately, instead, the administrators decided that they could remain in the school and graduate, but they had to agree to several conditions, going to a pastor, breaking up, and they weren't allowed to attend sort of public-facing external events. Hmm.
So greatly impacting their experience in high school. I wonder, mm-hmm. you know, it was other students, their classmates, who had reached out to the governor on their behalf, as you write. And how did these seniors, protest, in which I found really fascinating? How did their classmates respond?
Yeah, so in speaking with one of the students who experienced this, she said that what a friend of hers had posted on Snapchat, I believe, the day that this all happened, saying, you know, let's wear our rainbow class shirts for the next day for to celebrate spring. And in her telling, this was sort of a covert way of suggesting, that we should have solidarity for our friends and wear these rainbow pride shirts. And so quite a few students were wearing those shirts the next day in their friend group who seemed to be in the know. And then following that, in the girls' telling, they were called into a meeting with administrators yet again, where, you know, they faced even more sanctions.
Hmm. Pulling back for a moment, you found private schools with discriminatory policies across the state that accept taxpayer-funded vouchers. Why are these schools able to operate with discriminatory policies?
Because the law allows them to do so. So I spoke with a number of activists and legal scholars who said that this discrimination or exclusion is a feature of the voucher system, not a bug of the voucher system. And so Wisconsin state law does not place any requirements on exclusion or inclusion of students who are LGBTQ or students who have disabilities at voucher schools. The discrimination law in Wisconsin pertaining to voucher schools and private schools only is limited to race, creed, color, national origin, things like that. It doesn't touch LGBTQ status or disability status. And then when it comes to LGBTQ versus disability, there are sort of separate federal laws that apply, but the overwhelming effect of this is that if you are a religious school, which 95% of the voucher schools, according to our calculation in Wisconsin, are, you are exempt from non-discrimination laws that would require you to fully incorporate LGBTQ students or students with disabilities.
What about federal protections on gender identity or disabilities applying to these schools? I mean, what about Title IX here? Can it not touch these schools?
Title IX has a exemption for religious belief, and you don't need to claim that with the federal government. You can just say this doesn't align with our religious tenets, and so we're not going to accommodate. And as I said, 95% of these schools are religious schools, so that ends up being 95% of them in Wisconsin, of these voucher schools, are able to claim a religious exemption from Title IX. And so federal laws don't apply. This is where the state could come in and pass a law saying you can't discriminate against LGBTQ students who are enrolled in voucher schools. And the state has declined to do so.
Talking about voucher schools with Wisconsin Watch investigative reporter Phoebe Petrovic, you can join in on this reporting. You can join in with your experiences, your questions, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Phoebe, you attempted to talk with representatives at private schools to hear their side, to understand these policies that you pored over in their documents. Were you able to speak with anyone?
I wasn't. And that was really disappointing. You know, we spent a lot of work or a lot of time poring over these statements of faith, these policies, these handbooks. And I really wanted to hear, how these schools and religious leaders rationalized this conduct. If there was something that I was missing here, hoping to hear about their perspective. So none of the schools, associations, churches, or pro-voucher organizations that I contacted granted an interview. None of them agreed to answer questions, just written over email. Some gave limited statements that didn't reference our questions, in substance. Most actually didn't respond to me. Some of them blocked my email so that I couldn't actually contact them by email anymore, and hung up on the phone with me when I called to inquire about that or tried to set up an interview.
Why? Why do you think that was the response?
I mean, I can't speculate onto that, but I do find it very fascinating that, we heard from some organizations after the fact who were very upset that the story did not include their perspective. These are conservative or right-wing educational or organizations that are supportive of education privatization and voucher schools. And I had tried to contact those very organizations directly to ask for their perspective before the story came out. And they ignored my calls and my emails, and instead, after the fact, were angry that the story did not reflect their perspective that they had declined to give. I can't speculate as to why, but I did find that very striking, to say the least.
Department of Public Instruction, DPI, also declined to weigh in, even when you presented them with possible violations of state law that had been uncovered by Wisconsin Watch, by your newsroom. Why wouldn't DPI respond to even specific scenarios?
Yeah, well, I will say that DPI was pretty forthcoming with saying on the record that the current administration, at least, does not support this regime, that they would much prefer to be able to have the authority to step in and on the behalf of students who are LGBTQ or disabled who are facing discrimination once enrolled in voucher schools. But throughout my reporting, this came up with activists, legal scholars, and DPI itself. They are in a tough spot where any perceived toe stepping out of line could trigger a lawsuit. And the rulemaking regime in Wisconsin is such that unless the law is explicit in saying you as a state agency have the power to prevent this, they can't they can't implement a rule to grant themselves that authority. And so they were really wary about weighing in on individual cases, basically out of fear of a lawsuit, more than anything else.
This then takes us back to the situation at Fox Valley Lutheran High School that was brought to the attention of Governor Evers and the State Department of Public Instruction. What ultimately was the response of these authorities?
Yeah, the response was, you know, thank you so much for contacting us. I'm really sorry, but we can't do anything. And they referred the student who wrote in to, you know, saying, they said you could contact your school board and see if they will do anything, or you could contact advocacy organizations to see if there's a private attorney who might take this case. But really what it comes down to is DPI does not have the authority to protect or intervene against discrimination for LGBTQ or disabled students who are enrolled in voucher schools. They do have the statutory authority to say that you cannot discriminate against these classes in admissions. But once a student is enrolled, school policies apply. And that's where DPI came up again and again, saying if these are enrolled students, we can't do anything.
Phoebe Petrovic is an investigative reporter for Wisconsin Watch, recently publishing an investigation into taxpayer-funded voucher schools discriminating against LGBTQ plus students and students with disabilities. You can join in at any point. Call in with a question or a comment, 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The nonprofit journalism organization Wisconsin Watch, they investigate the policies of private voucher schools toward LGBTQ plus students and find discriminatory practices. And this as Republican legislative leaders strike a deal with Governor Tony Evers that involves sending more public dollars to private voucher schools. Join in, voice your questions, share thoughts, 800-642-1234. Wisconsin Watch investigative reporter Phoebe Petrovic is here. Let's take a call now. Jimmy in Valley Junction. Hi, Jimmy. What would you like to ask? Good morning.
Well, no, there was a segment last week on this, the expansion of the voucher program. And as I understand, the object is to allow folks that don't think their schools, public schools, doing a good job to you know, send their kids to a voucher program, and maybe the only voucher school in the area is a parochial school. So let's say you're Muslim and you want your child to have a better education. Can they, in the handbook, does it allow them to opt out of any religious teaching or requirement to go to church?
Jimmy, thank you. Did you see any of that in these materials that you reviewed, Phoebe?
Yeah, so that is part of the state law, that students are, at the family's request, they should be allowed to exempt themselves from or opt out of religious instruction or church-related activities. There are problems with that. Sometimes when the rubber meets the road, or actually in practice, it can be sometimes difficult. So we obtained documents from DPI where church leaders were writing in to the agency talking about potentially joining the voucher program. And they said, you know, faith is imbued or suffused throughout our curriculum. So it's really difficult to opt out from our faith teachings because we really put it in everything that we do, and asking sort of how to navigate that. And, you know, DPI, in my reporter opinion, gave sort of limited answers because they have to go by what the book says or what the law says. So in theory, legally, there is a right to opt out of religious instruction. In practice, that can be more difficult. And there also is a problem when, you know, if a parent wants a student to attend religious education and the student themselves doesn't. So we had that in the case of Nat Worth, who we profiled, who was at Sheboygan Lutheran, and he tried to opt out of religious instruction in his senior year because the class, in his telling, the teacher made offensive remarks, and it was challenging for him emotionally and not so much intellectually. And he wasn't able to opt out of that and didn't actually realize it was his legal right to do so until after he had graduated.
Jimmy, thank you for that question. And I think it is entree into this question for you to clarify how a voucher school is different from a public school or a charter school. Also noting here that the recent budget deal by leaders in the state capitol would raise per pupil funding at private voucher schools by about $1,100 for students in grades K through 8 and by nearly $3,000 for students in high school. Can you explain the, you know, some of the distinctions here, Phoebe?
Sure. So a voucher school, and we went with that particular term, voucher school, for a very specific reason, which is that folks who are in favor of school privatization or expansion, they use the term school choice.
Mm-hmm.
But that can mean a bunch of different things. So my colleague Mario Caron reported on open enrollment, which is a form of school choice where students who can go to other public schools. So we chose voucher because that is very specific. So voucher schools are private schools. They might be parochial. 95% of them are in Wisconsin, but not entirely. And they receive public subsidization through tuition vouchers, which, you know, go directly to the school, though people who support them will say, you know, it's the parents deciding it, the parents get it, but the parents decide where they want their children to go. And then the state gives the schools those state tax dollars directly in the form of a tuition voucher. Charter schools are a different beast entirely, which, to be honest, I don't want to give you wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
But we were specific on looking at private schools that receive public funding. And a lot of the pushback that we received was, well, you know, private schools can do whatever they want. And we weren't weighing in on private schools that are just solely private, but we were looking at private schools that receive public funding. 32 of them in Wisconsin have 100% of their student body on vouchers, which one education scholar calls private in name only. And one fifth of the voucher schools in Wisconsin have 90% or more of their student bodies on vouchers. So these are private schools who can act entirely differently or contrary to ways that would be legal for a public school to act, but are significantly publicly subsidized.
I want to move into disabilities, the area of disabilities. Your reporting found these voucher schools can discriminate against students with disabilities. Is there evidence that voucher schools are actually doing this?
So, yeah, I mean, after the fact, we received quite a few tips from after the story was published, received quite a few tips from families alleging that this had happened to them in voucher schools and that they were taken by surprise. You know, way back in 2011, Disability Rights Wisconsin and the ACLU complained to the federal DOJ alleging discrimination in Milwaukee public schools or the Milwaukee Choice Program, the Milwaukee mm-hmm. Voucher Program. And ultimately, after a couple of years, the Fed said, yeah, you know, DPI needs to do more to prevent discrimination because we're concerned. And DPI came back and said, we would love to, but we legally don't have the authority to do so under state law. And, you know, they were sort of at an impasse, and that's sort of the way that it is now. And so I spoke with a disability rights advocate who fields calls from parents all across the state who have their children enrolled in voucher schools and are surprised when the voucher school comes back and says, you know what, your child is too disruptive, or we don't, you know, we can't accommodate their needs without significant change. And so we'd like you to find someplace else to go.
We're talking about voucher schools with Wisconsin Watch investigative reporter Phoebe Petrovic. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Phoebe, we heard from Mike in St. Lawrence called and wants to know if a portion of the voucher payment also goes to the church that is affiliated or connected to the school.
That is a great question that I do not know the answer to, and I apologize, but that's something to look into for sure.
And, you know, what are limits of state laws here? Because, you know, you did say that lawmakers had made some attempts to advance legislation that would stop discrimination of LGBTQ plus students or students with disabilities at voucher schools. What has come of that?
Nothing has come of that. Yeah. So I spoke with the Legislative Reference Bureau, who's great, and asked them to sort of try to pull up any attempts to close, I don't want to say close the loophole, but change this, what some people have called a feature of the voucher system. So to prohibit discrimination against enrolled LGBTQ plus or disabled students. And there were three attempts, I want to say from 2007 to 2015, and they all died in committee. So they never got a floor vote. And, you know, I should say too, I think it's really important when we talk about this voucher program to keep in mind that this is a program that has only ever been implemented in Wisconsin and expanded in Wisconsin through, by expanded, I mean added additional programs. It's only been through larger financial bills like the budget or the mini budget. Lawmakers have not had the chance to weigh in individually on whether or not they supported this particular program with all of its qualities, some of them being discrimination.
Phoebe, thank you for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Phoebe Petrovic is an investigative reporter at Wisconsin Watch, and we have a link to the investigation at WPR.org/mornings. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.